Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Oh, hell yeah. On this Tuesday, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Nashville SC about to get things going once again. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's already that time. And, you know, we're talking about it's been 5 years since they made their debut in MLS. We all remember that first season. We bring in the GM, Mike Jacobs, who joins us now as they get ready to get things started coming up on Saturday. Mike, how the heck are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. And look, I know you have to be excited to get the season going against New England, getting Geodis Park rocking again. But your team's gone through quite a bit of change in this offseason. And, you know, for those that have been following along since day one or those that are casual fans, you know, what's kind of the, I guess, quick synopsis of where you are is now you made a coaching change last season. You got BJ in now, but a lot of different players have left and now come into your program.
Well, I always joke about the off season almost like an air quotes, because where it's important for the players and staff to step back and rest and recover, you know, for me and the guys I work with closely, that's the busiest time of the year for us. You know, the transfer window in the winter is really when teams tend to, in our league, activate players the most. And, you know, for us, not only having a coaching change in the middle of last season, but really a roster that's had just about a 50% turnover, you know, it's been a busy offseason. Those deals don't occur just over a week or two. It's months in the making. So it's been a busy last 8-10 months. And it's really exciting to kind of get the chance to see all these guys, maybe who were magnets on a board for most of the last 8-10 months, to now be having them on the field wearing gold.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, like, people kind of got used to certain players that were here since the beginning that are now no longer with us, you know, and for the first time as a soccer city, we're kind of going through that. You know how sports work. There's a lot of change, but what should fans be excited about with this new-look Nashville SC as they go into the first full season with BJ as the head coach?
Well, look, the reality is, you know, from a roster standpoint, you know, some of these guys, as it's been Annabelle Godoy, you know, who moved on at season end, he did nothing wrong but just get 5 years older than he was when we first acquired him. So the reality is, it's just not possible to sustain success and bring the same guys back every year. And that's in any sport, any team. You know, for us, you know, the idea of making a coaching change, it wasn't just about like adding BJ Callahan. It was, we had a conscious idea of trying to have a change in our game model. And that's not just how we wanted to attack and defend, but, you know, maybe the age of players in our group, where players came from. So for us, you know, I think it's going to look different from the standpoint that, you know, NSC 2.0 on the field is a very different iteration maybe to what fans have come to expect for most of the first 4.5, 5 years. But, you know, really exciting, I think, to look at not only who's going to be on the field, but how we're going to play, and in a fashion that I think can not only pursue cups, you know, soon, but also sustain success, but I'll do it for years to come.
You know, we know Mike Jacobs is with us, GM of Nashville SC. We know about the mainstays, obviously, Sam Surridge, Hani Mukhtar, Alex Muil, you know, that have been here for a long time. But, you know, some of the new guys that you've added. Tell us about Patrick Yazbek, the young 22-year-old from Australia that you added. I know you have to be excited about him.
Yeah, look, we added Patrick last summer. He was someone we pursued probably for about 8 months prior to that. Really young talent, where he was playing for Viking in Norway. You know, he's already on the Australian national team, which is really encouraging for a 22-year-old, especially thinking about the fact that we're going to host the World Cup here in our country in 2026. You know, Patrick absolutely has the ability to be someone who could perform in that stage. And, you know, a lot of times when you add a player in the summer, where that's the traditional window where most other parts of the world are doing a lot of shopping, in our league, it's the middle of our season. So adding a player like that in the middle of the season, obviously there was an acclimation for him, an adaptation to our league and our country. But with him now having a full offseason, I mean, he's the kind of box-to-box midfielder that I think every team wants to have. And to have someone at the age he's at and his enthusiasm level, he's got a lot to offer on both sides of the ball.
We're talking to Mike Jacobs, the GM of Nashville SC on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Mike, I have all the stupid questions, so here we go. Do you know every player on every other roster in the MLS?
Yes.
I was going to add a backup, like, if you don't, should you, and all that. What is that? Do you pay attention when teams, you know, they waive guys, they sign guys? Is that something you look at every single day?
Yeah, look, it's part of what we're doing. I describe it sometimes almost like the stock market. You know, you have to identify trends. You have to understand, you know, whether it's when to add someone, when to move someone, you know. So I think it's important to make sure you understand what everyone else in our league is doing. And to be honest with you, I think a big reason why a lot of times when it comes to talking about personnel, you know, I have to keep my cards close to the vest from the standpoint that we don't want to create a competitive disadvantage. You know, the reality is sometimes things we share when it comes to players are looking at from within our league, outside our league, you know, when people find out about that, it can create maybe a competitive disadvantage. So we have to be kind of strategic about what we can share and what we don't.
So it's a big cat and mouse game, right?
For sure.
Oh, I love this. There's a saying in hockey where they say in October, November, you can't win the Stanley Cup, but you sure as hell can lose it. Does that apply to the early seasons of MLS where you can't win the championship in March and April, but you sure can put yourself in a bind? That being said, how important are these quick starts, are the starts at the beginning of the season?
In England, I would hear sometimes that they use Boxing Day, you know, like right around Christmas time, for maybe you can't win it before Boxing Day, but you can lose it. So exactly that point about the NHL. You know, in our league, you know, it's a 34-game season. You know, the durational season is probably closer to resemble Major League Baseball than like the NFL from the standpoint. It's a long year. And, you know, I've been with groups that really are trying to push Kamala Gates really hard. And, you know, absolutely want to build momentum, but you also can kind of, you know, burn your team out and not have much less left for the rest of the season. And, you know, I think you've seen that with our group here. You know, even at the season we had the most success, maybe to run out of gas, you know, when the summer months hit. And, you know, for us, I think we obviously want to win every game we play. And please know I'm the worst loser you could be around. You know, I mean, like,
good.
You know, I'm amazed when I see people who are upset after games we lose and, you know, it might shout something at me. Please trust me. No one wants to win more desperately than I do. You know,
I love it.
But you know, but I would say also, I mean, the reality is, you know, winning, you know, outcome is just like a win and loss for one game. Process is like how you win, you know, how you don't lose. And you know, for us, I mean, yeah, we want to win every game, but we want to have it like in October, clicking at all cylinders. And you know, to do that, you have to be kind of strategic what you're doing in these months also. And you know, you obviously want to go with your foot down the gas, you know, down as far as you can to the floor, but you got to be mindful of making sure you're doing it in the right way, and you know, you can sustain it throughout, you know, a grueling 34 game season.
Oh, I love it. Also, you know, you have the unique perspective. You've been here for quite a while. To see this, it's like a child. I mean, you saw as an infant, now it's grown up, now it's entering, you know, elementary school, and, you know, to kind of do a comparison there. How much fun is this still for you, Mike, when you see what's going to take place Saturday and to see the city come together and see this team that you kind of built from nothing to where it is now? It's got to be a great feeling.
Look, it's a dream come true to have an opportunity to do something like this. You know, a role I have at a club like this and in a city like this. The idea to look at something that you put on a whiteboard to draw up, to see it come to fruition in front of 30,000 of your closest friends, you know, I can't imagine a better way to do something like that. You know, and our best teams, you know, that we've had, you know, Nissan before Geodis, you know, our stadium's always been like a fortress. And, you know, someone asked me recently about my favorite moments I've been here. And, you know, ironically, it was, you know, League Cup final. It was even less to do with in 2023 against Miami. It was even less to do what happened in the game. It was when the teams came out for warmups, what happened when Miami came out of the tunnel. Because when they came out of the tunnel, they were showered with booze. And I was in the field, and I have to tell you, I loved that so much I had chills. Because,
yes.
You know, I had talked to Greg Berhalter, who was U.S. national team manager at the time, and you know, he mentioned that everywhere he had been to watch Miami play, it had been like a traveling road show for Messi, and all the fans wore pink. He loved the fact that our fans almost held him in contempt, that they were coming in our house, and we were going to make sure they understood this is an unfriendly confines. And whether it was our players on the field, you know, who fed off of that, whether it was our fans, kind of like the heartbeat of our game, kind of continuing on from there, we're at our very best when Geodis is like a hostile environment for visiting teams to play.
Mike Jacobs is with us from Nashville SC. You know, the thing that I think is so unique about soccer is you're signing players not just from your league or from the United States, but from all around the world in different leagues. And, you know, the news coming out today with Ahmed coming to Nashville Soccer Club from the Swedish Premier League. How big of a deal is that to be able to get a top-tier player like that from across the world?
Well, you know, the trick – like with the job like a general manager or a sporting director in soccer or in football is now you have to win. You also have to be able to like acquire players and sell them also to be able to generate revenue off of them. You know, so, you know, talking to the sporting director or general manager at Elfsborg, you know, it was the middle of multiple deals, you know, that he was trying to do. The idea of it being able to attract a player like Ahmed Kassem, you know, I mean, 2 weeks ago, he was playing in the Europa League against Tottenham Hotspur. You know, so to get a chance to get a player of this caliber, but also at the age he's at, you know, at age 21, it's highly unusual to have players from Europe come here at the age they're at, you know, not even their prime yet, you know. So to add a player of his ability level, but also at the age he's at and where he's coming from, is highly unusual. And we're really excited about being able to add a player of his caliber to our group.
You mentioned earlier the 34-game schedule, but, you know, being so spread out. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, I know the U.S. Open Cup is taking place and there's international tournaments that a lot of these guys play in. You know, we're kind of watching right now with hockey the Four Nations tournament and kind of the balance there of pausing the season so these guys can go do that. What is the balance of knowing that your guys are going to be able to represent their country and do other things, but also focusing on the task at hand and winning the MLS Cup?
I think we take for granted sometimes how much these guys run and their physical output compared to other sports. You know, we had a game a couple of years ago. Alex Mule traditionally is among the league leaders in, like, distance covered. You know, we keep track of tons of metrics. You know, it would blow your mind if you saw all the things we look at tactically, physically. Alex had a match where he had 92 sprints in it, and a sprint is, you know, a certain distance. You know, let's say maybe it's you know, 8 or 10 yards. To sprint 92 times in a match, that means he was doing that more than once a minute the entire game with someone chasing you, trying to kick you. You know,
wow.
So to think about something like that, it's almost subhuman. And, you know, the idea of having to try to summon the strength to do that 2 or 3 times in a week sometimes, it's just not realistic. You know, you're used to seeing in sports like baseball where pitchers rotate, you know, in sports like football where players rotate every other play. You know, the reality is it's just not possible to play all your guys every minute of every game. I always think it's interesting when people ask me about our starters. And I always say, you know, if we only have 11 starters, like in a 34-game season, we're just not very good. You know, so for us, you got to have like 16 starters. You know, so, yeah. you know, it's not just next man up. You just have to have that kind of squad depth. And when you're in a salary cap league, and we're one of, I think, 3 soccer leagues in the world that have a salary cap. You know, so it just provides different wrinkles in constructing a roster that enables you to have 15, 16 starters to rely on over a course of a 34-game season.
Mike, I like to see you chase around Geodis Park and try to kick him. I'll actually pay you money for this if you don't mind.
I don't think it'd be too hard to chase. So.
Yeah, no. You'd catch me pretty quick. Mike, appreciate the time as always. We're looking forward to another great season, and it all gets started Saturday against New England at Geodis Park. So looking forward to it. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Let's go.
Awesome. The boys in gold back in action. Mike Jacobs, the GM, joining us here on the program. And again, New England, a 7:30 kick time at Geodis Park coming up on Saturday. Hard to believe the MLS season is here.
I love it. Something to do.
Absolutely.